theater, and that play, the Krishna play, but the two Brahmacharis or whatever, and we're the same guru. Okay, so when they have found out, then we have another scene. One of the disciples comes into the room, and the guru is sitting there meditating. And the disciple sits down, and well, it's a bit challenging because a disciple is a bit, you could say, passionate, likes to do things and accomplish things and so on. So it's just sitting there with his guru, who's not doing anything at all. Just, you know, there's Krishna on the altar. Radha Krishna, so on. And nothing is going on. And then the disciple, after a while, says something that kind of reveals a bit of impatience. Did you have any instructions for me today, Guru Maharaj? Something like that. And the guru says, yeah. And then he doesn't say anything more. So it becomes even more awkward. The disciple doesn't know what to do, feels uncomfortable, restless. And finally the disciple, he says, so what's the instruction for today? I said, Guru said, you already got it. Or first the disciple could say, what do you want me to do? Instructions. He said, you don't need to do anything. But that's the lesson there. And then that disciple, oh, looks there at Radha Krishna on the altar, and he said, you just be with God, with Krishna. You are exactly where you should be, and everything is perfect. You just need to be Krishna conscious. Oh, thank you, the disciple leaves. And then the other one, well, we make another scene. This time, the other disciple comes in, and the guru is working like anything. Doing or something, I don't know what. And then we need to do this, we need to do that. And then, yeah, another lesson, and then the two disciples then sit together trying to figure it all out. The seeming contradictory behavior of Guru Maharaj, and so on.